Passage 26. 1. Who persuaded the speaker to take some new photographs? Her. 2. What could be destroyed if the women erased the imprint of age? The imprint of. 3. How did the speaker deal with photographs in the end? She. Face and Fortune. Recently, at the instigation of my publisher, I had some photographs taken. I do not enjoy the process of being photographed. However, after I compared the new photograph with the one taken 25 years ago, my feminine vanity suffered. My first instinct was to have the prints touched up. As I thoughtfully considered the photographs, I knew that a still more important principle was involved. A quarter century of living should put a great deal into a woman's face besides a few wrinkles and some unwelcome folds around the chin. In that length of time, she has become intimately acquainted with pain and pleasure, joy and sorrow, life and death. She has struggled and survived, failed and succeeded. She has lost and regained faith. And as a result, she would be wiser, gentler, more patient, and more tolerant than she was when she was young. Her sense of humour should have mellowed, her outlook should have widened, and her sympathy should have deepened. And all this should show. If she tries to erase the imprint of age, she runs the risk of destroying, at the same time, the imprint of experience and character. I know I am more experienced than I was a quarter century ago, and I hope I have more character. I release the pictures as they were.
Instigation. Feminine. Vanity. Wrinkle. Intimately. Acquainted. Tolerant. Mellow. Erase. Touch up. She thought she could get Mr. Green's money in her pocket, but she lost all. She was too clever by half.
The fact is, she never realizes that. She always starts out tricking others and ends up being tricked.
Thank you.